the Treasury Board. Order.
Backbencher, one woman's journey through the snake pit of Canadian politics. The newest member of Parliament, Nellie Gordon, is a paramedic from Nova Scotia. She ran for MP, and much to everyone's surprise, she won. Now she's in Ottawa preparing her first speech for the House of Commons, aided by her parliamentary assistant, Renee LeBlanc. Backbencher, by Wendy Lill, Episode 1, The Nose Ring.
Mr. Speaker, my name is...
No, just continue. We don't have much time.
I live with my son, Fluff. I mean, my son, Ben, and my cat.
Just relax.
I live with my son and my cat. Who cares that I live with a cat named Fluff?
Just keep going.
Oh, it's home.
Ms. Gordon.
One sec. Hi, Benny. I can't talk. I've got my big speech in half an hour.
Mom, Grandma wants to know where you keep your sewing kit.
I don't have one.
She was afraid of that.
What do you need?
I got a rip in my jeans.
We don't have much time.
I gotta go, Ben. There's a needle and thread in the junk drawer. See you in 79 hours. Sorry, where were we?
I have been a paramedic.
Right, I have been a paramedic for the past 8 years. Then a freaky thing happened.
Then one day I got a call.
From the NDP party.
Just the NDP.
Looking for a candidate. I was burned out from waiting too many hours in eMERGE to transfer patients. I had overtime and sick leave up the yin-yang.
Don't say yin-yang.
And I had opinions on bloody everything.
No, don't say bloody.
And why not? I thought maybe I'd meet a hot guy going door to door.
That's not in the speech.
But it's true.
Nellie...
Mr. Speaker, the long and the short of it is, I ran and I won. The tattooed, nose-ringed, paramedic single mom from Nova Scotia turned into Member of Parliament overnight. Would someone please pass the oxygen?
Madame Gordon's office? Oui? Oui, d'accord. Debate has collapsed on Bill 28. You're speaking in 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Here, put your jacket on. I do have one more button on the blouse.
You think?
Yes. And let's brush the hair. It's a bit wild.
I'm gonna throw up.
No, you're not. You've practiced enough. Go in there and do it. Just say, Mr. Speaker, lots of times, and you'll be fine.
But it doesn't sound very parliamentary.
So?
It's the House of Commons.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Nobody listens, and nobody will be there.
Then why am I even
having... Just go. Wait, Nellie, just for your speech, why not take out the nose ring?
Okay. You take it. Here.
Bon.
For safekeeping. In closing, Mr. Speaker, it is an honor to be here representing the people of East Nova, and I will work on their behalf each and every day that I enter these hallowed halls. Thank you. Renee was right, of course. The house was almost empty for my big speech. Two MPs were sleeping, a few more were reading newspapers, and the speaker was way up at the front cracking jokes with a page. But I didn't care. I was in my own zone. After the first Mr. Speaker, I was speaking right out to the people back home. It was a total adrenaline rush. Way better than running a red light with sirens on.
Move that monster purse, please.
Oh, sorry. You must be...
Herb Proctor. Alberta Grasslands, your new seatmate. Tory backbencher extraordinaire. Don't put it there, either. That's where my feet go.
Oh, well...
Put it in the desk. I caught your speech on the monitor in the lobby. It wasn't bad. It was mercifully short of rhetoric.
Thanks, I guess.
It took me back to the Dewey idealism of my first term.
What century was that?
The last one. Ah, here comes your house leader, the intrepid Anna D.
Hello, Herb.
Anna?
Good speech, Nellie.
Thanks.
Can we talk?
Sure.
Oh, when you leave the house, you're supposed to acknowledge the speaker with a slight bow.
You're kidding.
No, it's a tradition. From an even earlier century.
Come on, Nellie. Things okay?
I think so.
No nose ring.
Not today.
I was starting to get used to it. So, The leader has agreed to loan you Renee till you can hire your own staff. You're all signed up for salary, benefits?
Yes.
French lessons?
Oh, not yet.
You've got house duty today. There'll be votes later this week. You're jumping in both feet.
Great.
Sorry to stick you with Herb Proctor, but we've got no choice with the seating. The election accomplished next to nothing, except we gained your seat at the government's expense, and they want it back. They'll be watching your every move. Herb's not a bad sort, but even so, don't get too chummy with him.
I won't.
We'll see you at caucus tomorrow. You better get back in there.
You're back.
I'm on house duty.
Me too. We can get to know each other. Like a macaroon, Ms. Gordon?
Oh, is that a tradition too?
A personal one.
Herb's on the downward slope of 50. Not bad looking for a Tory. A bit overstuffed. About 24 donuts away from a heart attack. Dead weight if we had to haul him into the ambulance. Hard not getting chummy when you're almost rubbing shoulders.
Madame?
Thanks.
I especially like the part about your cat. And your son, Ben. How old is he?
He's 12.
That's a wonderful age. Nothing's knocked him down yet. Must be hard to be away from him.
It's all right.
It's not easy, political life. You work too much, sleep too little, spend too much time in planes and beige hotel rooms. And it's hell on relationships. My own marriage broke up 10 years ago. It's not for everyone.
Don't patronize me.
I wasn't.
If Kenny McNeil was sitting here, you'd be doing high fives about winning, not playing the sad face about how hard it all is.
Well, you're a lot easier to look at than Kenny McNeil.
Oh, give it up.
McNeil's a good man.
If you like sanctimonious Rotarians.
He was trying to put your town on the map.
My town is on the map. We just need politicians to pay attention to it. That's why the people booted him out and voted for me.
And what percentage of the people did vote for you?
37, I think.
In other words, 63% voted for someone else, or not at all.
Where I come from, we hold a range of views, as opposed to your part of the country where the Tories could run a yellow dog and win.
You lead with your mouth, don't you? I like that. But it can get you in trouble around here.
I tell it like it is.
You have no idea how it is, Ms. Gordon. But you'll learn.
Don't say it, Renee.
You're late, late, late.
My alarm didn't go off.
Caucus in 10 minutes.
What's all this?
Over 100 calls and emails from people who watched your speech on CPAC. Take a look.
Wow. Rock on, Nellie. We're proud of you, girl. Dolly McPhee. She's from my union, Local 28. Beauty.
Lots of comments about your nose ring.
And I didn't even have it in. Listen to this. From a P. McCready. Dear Miss Gordon, you wore that same suit in the campaign every day. I did not. Just every other day. Now that you're making the big money, buy some new clothes. What an arse!
Oh, don't take it personally. Men can wear the same grease-stained suit for a month and no one notices. But women, they think they own you. Oh, here's one from a real old biddy.
Powder your nose, cover up your tattoo, and your blouse is too gaudy. C. Gordon. That's from my mother.
Oh, mon Dieu, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Take no prisoners, Gordon.
Well, at least she's taken care of.
Hey, Benny. I called you last night.
Mom, where's my orange practice shirt?
Ask your grandma.
Grandma says she draws the line at laundry.
Oh, for the love.
Mom, I need my shirt.
Oh, look in the dryer. Oh, no, wait. It's still in the big pile on the...
Mom, I need it in an hour.
Ben, it'll be full of sweat in 5 minutes. Just wear it.
No way.
Nellie...
Ben, I'll see you Friday for supper, then the big game.
Bye, Mom.
Love ya. Shit.
Time to go. I'll walk you to the shuttle bus. Here's some material for the caucus meeting to go over on the bus. And take this disclosure form from the election and fill it out.
Why? Election's over.
Oh, I need it for the records, just to make sure you didn't kill anyone or anything. I want to close the election file. Ah, there's the bus. We're just in time. Go! Away!
Okay, I'm going!
Mind the door. Confederation Building. West Block. Senate Center Block. Madame, assis-toi.
Excuse me. The blue disclosure form from hell. Have you ever been in trouble with the police? Yes or no? Ever done anything illegal or an embarrassment to the party? Yes or no? Aren't there any other answers besides yes or no? Oh, I can't deal with this now.
Federation building.
Bill 13 is an omnibus bill with implications on various portfolios. How did I miss Ben's practice shirt? What am I doing here on this stupid little green bus when I should be home washing Ben's orange shirt?
West block next.
Thanks. Now what do?
Madame, you're the new NDP going to caucus?
Trying to.
Okay, Trudeau's doors, ask security, then they'll tell you where to go.
Thanks.
Driving everyone's agendas. Everything's changing by the minute.
Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Let's welcome our newest colleague, Nellie Gordon, the new member for East Nova. Okay, we've got lots to do. Take a seat, Nellie. As I was saying, we'll be voting on two amendments to Bill 13 Thursday at 5. The government is trying to sneak in another round of tax breaks, one for the tar sands, the other for offshore oil and gas development. Everyone should be in the House by 4:45 sharp. Obviously, we'll be voting no to these amendments. Any questions? I should start with our newest member. Nellie?
So this bill will give tax breaks to companies doing oil and gas exploration?
That's right.
And you want us to vote against that?
That's correct.
Why would I vote against that? We need the offshore jobs in Nova Scotia.
If I may, respectfully, through the chair.
We don't have much time, Lars.
Thank you. Lars Edmonds, Toronto Parkdale.
I know who you are. You're famous.
Through the chair, I want to say we have absolute respect and admiration for the struggles you face in your community, but you are aware that our party policy reflects our solid commitment to renewable energy.
You mean windmills?
Windmills, solar, biothermal.
That may be so in Parkdale, but in East Nova, there's still a solid commitment to half-ton trucks and jobs. That's why we need the offshore.
Well, again, through the chair, the new member knows full well.
Lars, I'm right here beside you. You can talk to me. I'm Nellie.
All right, Nellie. As you know from reading party policy, we endorse the emission reduction targets laid out in the Kyoto Protocol.
I haven't read those yet.
You haven't read them yet?
Not yet, but I'm planning to. And all the other party policy stuff.
Madam Chair, I know we live in strange times, but it's hard to believe one can be elected to office without having read all the party policy stuff.
Hey, I don't need this crap.
Madam Chair.
Where I come from, we don't sit around reading manuals and reports or drive hybrid cars or stick up solar panels.
You sound proud of that.
And we don't like being talked down to by Chardonnay-sipping tree huggers from downtown Toronto.
This is absolutely...
Oh, shut up, Lars.
Are we going to just sit here and have our policies undermined by a smart-mouth, know-nothing rookie from the end of the earth?
Screw you! And I won't vote against that.
Madam Chair.
Enough! All of you. Welcome to the Hill, Nellie, in all its glories. We'll have to talk later. But now let's move on to question period business.
Caucus, run late?
I went for a walk. I needed some air.
Well, I didn't know there was a shortage of air in caucus, but out there.
You already know what happened?
You got hijacked by Lars Edmonds.
You could say that.
Yeah, Lars preaches to his followers and makes life difficult for everyone else.
He's right, though. I know zip about party policy.
You'll learn.
Maybe I won't like it.
Nobody likes it all. You're talking about the vote, aren't you?
Yeah.
I can't help you with that. See this pile? Feedback on your maiden speech from across the country. People like the fact it wasn't parliamentary. And everyone's got opinions on your nose ring. Or lack of it. Don't let Lars get to you. Your arrival is causing more of a stir than all of Lars Edmonds' pronouncements combined. So, courage.
Okay.
Now for the bad news.
What's that?
I just got notice from the House that the votes have been moved from Thursday till Friday at 5.
Why?
Oh, they never tell us. Probably just to screw up everyone's travel plans. Anyway, the first flight I can get you on now is Saturday morning.
No, I can't miss Ben's game.
Can't your mom take him?
Well, that's not the point.
I know. I'm sorry, Nelly. I can do many things, but I can't change house business. Here's some light reading for tonight. This binder here, house procedures, and this, party policy.
Thanks.
And remember to sign that disclosure form.
Back in the hopeless hotel with a mountain of reports. Give me a good car accident scene anytime where you know what needs to be done and you do it. Oh, the blue disclosure form. Have you ever done anything illegal? Why don't I just say no? Who'll be the wiser? I won't do that. I won't lie on a form and put my name on it. I'll just keep throwing it out. Goodbye, disclosure form. Hello, records read. Thank heavens for well-stocked minibars. Here goes nothing.
Hello?
Mom, it's Nellie.
Where are you?
The hotel in Ottawa.
Must be nice, lounging around a ritzy hotel on the taxpayer's
dime. Mom, I'm not coming home Friday after all. Something's come up. I can't get out till Saturday. I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
I have to be in the house.
This is your house.
There are votes at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon.
And there's a basketball game at 6 at Horton Rec Center and darts at the Legion.
There's no point in getting pissed off.
How do you know? Maybe I need to get pissed.
Put Ben on, will you?
Benny, it's your mom.
Hello.
Hi, Benny. How was your day?
Okay. What's up, Mom?
It looks like I've pulled the double shift. I'm not going to be able to get home now till the weekend. I'm afraid I'm going to miss your game.
You promised.
Well, I know I did. But, hey, I got an idea, buddy. When I get home on Saturday, let's grab a pizza and go see the new... Ben? Sleep tight, buddy.
Ms. Gordon, would you mind shoveling off this mess so I can put down my papers?
Not at all, Mr. Proctor.
And that briefcase, could you move that too? I never had to fight for space with your predecessor.
Oh, for the love of... How's that?
Better. So I hear your caucus is voting against our finance bill tomorrow, against tax breaks for the offshore. It's a pity, isn't it?
What?
Well, after all your talk about paying attention to the people, the first chance you have to vote against.
I'll do what I like.
Will you? It's a confidence vote. You have to vote with your party. Or maybe I'll be sitting beside an independent by next week.
There's a buzz in my head that's getting louder and louder. With the hollering and heckling and the glare of the TV lights. What the hell am I doing in this zoo?
Where are you going? Question period's not over.
Anywhere but here.
Nellie, wait up.
Hi, Anna.
Can we talk?
I guess so.
Let's go in here. How's your son?
Okay. Not really.
What they don't tell women when they come here is they bring everything with them, including the laundry.
Anna, I know you're trying to change my mind.
That's right.
How can I vote against something that'll bring jobs to the people who sent me?
It may or it may not.
What do you mean?
The price of oil has gone way down again. It just depends on whether it's in these companies' interest to do exploration. Simple economics. Can I ask you something? What do you really think about the offshore?
What do you mean?
What do you think?
No one thinks about the offshore. It just is. It's the one dream on our horizon since the fishery closed.
But is it a good dream?
I don't know. It's what the people want. People who voted for me, like my next-door neighbor, Bernie Tibbs, who makes drill bits.
I hear you, but there are other people who aren't involved, who may be just as happy to be offered other alternatives. I mean, just as strong an argument can be made that progress comes with local sustainable investments, not oil rigs.
Tell that to Bernie Tibbs.
No, you'll have to tell him. That is, if you believe it. That's part of the job. And here's another part of the job description. It's not bad enough that you die of loneliness here, We also spend most of our time bickering among ourselves about what needs to be done. And at the end of 4 years, there's a 70% chance we'll get voted out.
I like my chances better with my paramedic contract.
Maybe so. But I've been here for 15 years. It's a mental, emotional, and ethical workout every day. And it's worth it. I'll see you at the vote tomorrow.
You're still here.
Oh, just plowing through phone messages and emails. There's a reporter from the Halifax paper who wants to do a New Kid on the Hill interview. And the usual deluge of emails before a vote. Everyone's got an opinion.
I've noticed.
But why don't we forget it all and go shopping?
Shopping?
By Word Market. Get some new clothes. Best armor against the merde they throw at you.
Bring it on.
Here's some more blouses, Ms. Gordon, to try on with that suit.
Oh, yes. Yes, oh, I like that. Very nice.
I don't know. Renee?
Well, it's a good color on you.
Oh, yes. Now, here, let me fix that collar. Perfect. This will make you stand out in that sea of gray and black. And put that nose ring back in, dear.
So, what about it?
What?
The nose ring. It's causing quite a stir in its absence.
What the hell does it matter?
No, you're a public figure now. That's part of the job.
Maybe I don't want the job. Maybe I want to be home with Ben, washing his shirts, hauling bodies into the ambulance, feeling useful.
Here, try this belt with that jacket. Ah, I like it.
Renee, I know you're trying to work on me like everyone else. Get Nellie on side, get me in shape, respectable, avoid embarrassment. You've got a job to do.
Wait, that's true.
Well, it's a lost cause. It's a fluke that I won, a fluke that I even ran. Some poor organizer got to the bottom of a long list and happened to find me at home. I was nobody's choice. I'm a paramedic. I don't belong here.
Then why did you run? I mean, you joke about meeting hot guys and being burnt out, but why did you run, really?
Well, when I was growing up back home, there was the mill and the fishery. There was work and there was pride, but now all of that's gone. Now it's just hustle and scramble all the time. I don't want that for my son. But what do I think I can do about it? I'm scared shitless, Renee. I don't know anything.
When you went door-to-door in the campaign, people didn't see a policy wonk or a know-it-all. They saw someone they recognized, someone like them, someone they thought they could trust.
To do what?
To show up, do some thinking, some dreaming, ask questions, to remember when things used to work, to try to make things work again. What more could anyone ask for?
Maybe a new suit. Why don't I get these things and then we can go get a drink?
Maybe another time. Need to be fresh for the vote.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All those in favor of the amendment to Bill 18, please rise.
And so the vote took place. Over 300 of us weighed in with our yays and our nays. The know-nothing shoot-from-the-mouth MP from East Nova pulled an all-nighter. Not at the bar, but with books and reports this time. I did some thinking, and I did some dreaming.
How are you today, Ms. Gordon? You look lovely.
Thanks. Mind moving your cookies and macaroons?
Not at all. And you've got your nose ring in again. Ah, I see it's almost time to exercise my franchise.
Exercise is definitely indicated.
Member for Member of Grasslands, Mr. Proctor.
I'm thinking there are a lot of people back home watching this vote who are going to be very angry at me. I guess this is what taking a stand looks like.
Member from East Nova, Madame Gordon.
Here we go.
Voted with your party against tax breaks for the offshore.
That's one way of looking at it.
Is there another?
I think so.
And what's that?
I voted for the future, for what I want the future to look like for my son.
Is that right?
I voted for a 12-year-old who's mad at me because I'm here and not at his basketball game.
Well, I hope he wins.
Me too.
See you next week, Nellie Gordon.
Move to the back of the bus.
So that was the first week, and I survived. First speech, first house duty, first vote, first battle in caucus, first hang-up by my son. Maybe, just maybe, I'm starting to get a handle on things. Yo, Nellie here.
Hey, Nellie. You'll never guess who this is.
How about just telling me?
Here's a hint. Think back. Way back. 13 years.
Who is this?
Earl Higgins. Just saw you on TV, Nellie Gordon. Still looking good, girl, I gotta say.
Thanks.
How about getting together and talking about the good old days? Or maybe that's the bad old days.
I gotta go.
Call me.
Not on your life.
You've been listening to episode 1 of Backbencher, written by Wendy Lill. Tune in next time to find out how Nellie's past comes back to haunt her as she deals with her new life in Ottawa. The cast includes Joanne Miller, Louise Renault, Lee J. Campbell, Jacob Robertson, Christopher Shore, Susan Stackhouse, Deborah Allen, John Dunsworth, Martha Irving, Morley Austin, and Gary Levert. Backbencher is heard Thursdays on CBC Radio 1 at 11:30 a.m. and 11:05 p.m., half an hour later in Newfoundland, and across North America on Sirius 137. You can also podcast the program by going to the website at cbc.ca/backbencher and follow the links. There are many other features on the site. That's cbc.ca/backbencher. Backbencher is produced in Halifax by Peggy Hemsworth, with recording engineer Pat Martin. Maggie Rahr is the associate producer, and Dave Carley is the script editor. The series concept is by Wendy Lill, and Tom Anico is the executive producer.